live from a secret location in the heart of Belfast city centre. This is the Belfast Pubcast. I'm Ryan the Kid. This is Rex Quandu. Hi, Rex.
Hi, Ryan.
And we are here to critique all the bars in Belfast. And why are we doing that, Rex?
We are doing that as a public service so that you, the public, will know where to go, with whom to go, and whence.
This week, it's the Eglinton Inn, otherwise known as The Egg.
The Egg.
All right, Rex. So I have The Egg's website here. It's eglintonbar.com. And what they say on there is basically a rundown of their weekly nights. I'll just read them out to you here.
Okay.
So Monday night, they have the cinema club from 9 p.m. where they watch some kind of art house film, I'm sure.
Some art house film?
Yeah, I'd imagine something with feelings and broad panning shots of scenery.
So much like you watch Monday Night Raw, then?
Exactly like that, Rex.
Yeah.
Tuesday, they have the Sleeve Face Vinyl Club, where they play vinyl records. And Wednesday, it's the El Dude Brothers. They're two of your favourite brothers, aren't they, Rex?
El Dude Brothers. Yeah.
Thursday, it is Uptown, and it is funk, with DJ Graham Ginty. Really playing on the long-faded popularity of that song.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, they have the live bands. And Sunday, they have the live big bands. The wee bands, probably bands that you've not heard of. The big bands, probably bands you've still not heard of, Rex. But they're better.
They're just larger.
Yeah. A large man's band.
Yeah. It all sounds a bit upmarket, Ryan.
It does. That could fool you. Would you say that The Egg is upmarket?
Not when we were there.
Tell us about our first time, our collective first time in The Egg.
We went out with a couple of colleagues from work.
Who did we go with, Rex?
We went out with Kevin, with Don, with Prem, with Bonner, who is not a work colleague, but he's a friend of yours. Hi, Bonner.
An old friend of the podcast?
Yeah. And an old friend of the podcast called Killer Steve.
Kill Hire Steve.
Killer Steve.
How did he get that name, Rex?
For killing a dog.
And how did we run into this specimen?
I think it was because he once ran into Dawn.
That's true, yes.
And he tried to woo her.
Woo her, Rex?
Woo her.
And what were his tactics to woo her?
I don't know. It must have involved bragging about his one kill.
His kill streak?
Yeah.
And are they still together?
Were they ever?
No. You can also get cocktails there, Rex. Most of the usual ones. Did you indulge in any?
Probably did.
They do very good Sex on the Beach. That was one of my favourites. And there was another, I think, Caribbean Twist with maybe pineapple or maybe Malibu. It was very good as well.
Yeah, Caribbean Twist is with Malibu. I remember it tasting coconutty. So, and I like coconutty.
That night, we indulged in my favourite thing about The Egg, which is their 6 shots for £6 shot ladder. You can also get 6 shots for £10 there, the slightly better shots, your more recognised ones like your tequila, your Samuel Buca, and your Aftershock. But for the £6 for £6, you get stuff like quickies, cola cubes, and other stuff that wouldn't do too much damage.
I remember them being red, yellow, and blue mainly.
They were indeed.
I remember stuff.
Good.
I remember stuff.
And what was your favourite one of them shots?
The blue one.
Now, Rex, I've been on Yelp. I've got some reviews here of The Egg.
And what did they say?
Including one from our very good friend, our roving reporter in the field, Judith C. How are you, Judith?
Hi, Judith.
Judith gives The Egg 3 stars out of 5. She says, theoretically, there's nothing wrong with The Egg. It's just not particularly spectacular either. It's definitely a bar for students, within spitting distance of Queens and the studentastic Stranmullis area. And this comes through in the offers available. Seriously, six shots for £6 is dangerous. Upstairs normally features a DJ playing chart hits and classics, and admission is generally free, so if you're after a cheap night, it's worth a try. The thing about the Egg is that it has never quite managed to create the same buzz as its neighbour slash rival, the Butt. Take a look on a weeknight when the students are in town, and you'll see a big queue outside the Butt, while the Egg is at best comfortably busy, and at worst, nearly empty. I never understood why this was, since the two bars always seemed similar to me. Student, cheap, playing pop music, showing sport, and yet the Egg is like the Bot's fat friend, looking on while the Bot gets all the attention. This makes the atmosphere feel muted and subdued, and that's the only reason I've marked it down. In other respects, it's a great student bar, it just needs more friends.
Aww.
Friends like maybe Bront?
Friends like Bront.
Hey, Bront.
They seem to be made for each other now.
Yeah. What do you think of that review from Judith, our good friend?
It never really bothered me that the Egg was a bit empty, because we were with quite a big group. It kind of was a bit empty.
Yeah, I remember the first time I went was with Bonner, and he decided it would be a good idea to go there, and I thought it was great because of the cheap shots and the cheap cocktails. And we're watching Netherlands versus Northern Ireland, where the Netherlands absolutely destroyed Northern Ireland. I think it was 5 or 6-0, something stupid like that. And after the match, the place pretty much emptied. So it was just me and Bonner and like 2 or 3 other guys from a bar that was pretty packed.
Oh, wow.
So they do seem to leave quite early on for some reason. We've got some more reviews here. I've got a 2-star review. And not only is it a 2-star review, it's from Connor K., who is from Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Okay, that, so I think I should read it then.
You'll get the feeling of home. You can read it in your Dutch-Australian accent there, Rex.
The Egg, as it is known to the locals, is a pub situated on the Malone Road in South Belfast. I'm going to come out and say it right now. I can't stand it. The bar downstairs is a very strange shape, and from the look of the outside, should be a lot bigger. Upstairs, they do have some nights where the drinks are blindingly cheap, but everyone knows about them, and thus the queue for the bar is almost as long as the hangover you'll get in the morning. They do sell 6 shots for £6, which is great value. That's a really Dutch thing to say. But it's best to drink up and rush out.
Almost broken English there, Rex.
No, no, no. That was for effect, right?
I'm eating another cup.
I'll do it in my thespian talents. I could probably do it faster.
I'll give you a 4-star review to read there, Rex.
Okay.
Which is the best we can get.
The best we can get is Brian C. from Belfast, and he gave it a 4-star review here. The Egg Bar is located on the Malone Road and is the ultimate student hangout. They all seem to include, it's on the Malone Road. With a whole host of drink offers, including the infamous 6 shots for £6 and 3 for £5, this really is the place to go for those on a student budget. However, what is often forgotten about the Egg is the food and the service. Hey, it mentions the food. That's great. Both of which should outshine their drink offers. The Egg has a variety of pub food, but cooked to a standard which is hard to beat in any restaurant setting. It is also the ultimate place to go for any football matches, with 2 plasma screens at either end guaranteeing you a chance to see your favorite match. Upstairs often boasts many club nights with a variety of music throughout the week, guaranteeing you a chance to dance. Admission to the club nights is free for most of the time, but with the offers on upstairs as well as down, you won't mind paying any extra. Situated so close to the Queen's student residence can often mean the pub gets very crowded, particularly on match days. So if you want to go for some football, make sure you are early, otherwise you'll have to stand. Judith clearly didn't go there on football nights, did she?
I don't think Judith is much of a football fan.
She may not be. Other things of note include a low bar for disabled customers and the availability of upstairs for private functions. All in all, it is a cheap and worthy night out for students, but if you are used to something more upmarket, you may give this a skip. What did you think of my reading there, Ryan?
That
was it better?
We'll say it was better.
We'll say it was better.
Well done, Rex.
Yay.
So yeah, Rex, every single one of those reviews, and myself and yourself, have mentioned the 6 points for six shots.
Yeah.
Is that the best deal in shots in Belfast?
No.
No?
No.
Where do you get a better deal than that, Rex?
A sing for your shot in Robinson's.
Ah, yes.
Although you're pretty much limited to the sours then.
Yeah, you are limited to the sours. But how long is it going to take you to sing six songs, Rex? It's going to have to be a pretty empty night. And do you want to be sitting there on your own singing songs and drinking shots?
Well, according to Judith, you would do that in the egg.
Oh, the football's on, Rex.
Okay, if the football's on, then everyone was sitting there with their manly pints and you're ordering their ladders of shots.
Shots and cocktails.
Shots and cocktails.
Talking about sports, Rex, that leads us on to this week's
Five things.
Rex, what are the top five bars to watch sport in?
Student Union.
The Student Union. Queen's Student Union. The
yes.
Speakeasy?
Yeah, that was where we watched most of the World Cup nights.
We watched Spain getting knocked out.
Yep.
We watched Holland getting knocked out.
Yep. I only watched Germany completely trash Brazil.
Oh,
there.
Wow, that was an amazing night. Amazing atmosphere as well.
Oh,
that bar was packed. We nearly ended up going to Natalie's house and we would have missed that great atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. Did we? Was it?
Yeah. She was like, come watch the football, and then we haven't heard from her since.
Okay. Oh, number two would be the Empire.
Yes. The Empire is our usual Sunday spot to watch Manchester United valiantly try to win games. And recently, they have. And more recently, they haven't. And last year, nowhere near.
Yeah, Empire is pretty good. They've got a special deal where if you go for a pint during the match or right before the match, you'll actually get some stamps.
Yeah, six. Is it six? You get the seventh
six,
free?
Yeah, or seventh, and you get the eighth free. Either or. Now, number three. I watched a good Italy game in the bot.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was Italy versus England, and Italy won.
They did indeed. They sure did. I remember watching Liverpool-Bolton in the bot, and Liverpool just about won.
Another one.
It can be sports as well, Rex. It doesn't have to be purely football. Where would you go to watch your speed ice skating?
I wouldn't be able to watch that here anywhere, because the bloody golf's on.
Where would you go watch your golf then, Rex?
I wouldn't watch golf anywhere. So, no. Well, for my sports entertainment.
Yes.
I would probably just go to The Fly.
The Fly is very good for its sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Even though there's always some kind of hiccup.
Yeah, but the atmosphere is generally really, really good.
The atmosphere is. We went to WrestleMania this year after the disappointment of WrestleMania last year, and the atmosphere was brilliant.
Yeah.
Even though we couldn't hear an awful lot.
But still, it's great. It's great fun there.
And I think now they've started doing it for every pay-per-view.
Oh, really?
So one a month.
Oh, shit.
we'll pick and choose the better ones.
Yeah.
Because some of them are pretty bad, like that one last Sunday night. So that's 4 wrecks.
Another pretty good one.
Number 5.
Just Lavery's. I think Lavery's is a pretty good shout for that.
With their multi-screens, we did watch Netherlands Liber to a draw against the mighty Turkey.
Yeah. And an honourable mention for the Hercules.
Oh yeah, with all them screens, you're not going to miss a goal.
No. So, Hercules is actually good for something.
Great. Yes.
Great.
Excellent.
That was our 5 things. 5 things plus honourable mention.
5 plus 1.
5 plus 1. Okay, so Ryan, the recommendations. Who would you recommend the egg to?
Well, Rex, as everyone has said, I would recommend the egg to students.
Students?
Students for that £6 for 6 shots deal and that good food that we must try because we haven't actually tried it yet. I didn't even know until today the egg actually did food, did you?
Nope.
I must add as well, if you are a Buckfast connoisseur, they do have a wide variety of Buckfast cocktails. So that's another recommendation. And also if you're an alcoholic, that's the bar for you.
Yeah. Or if you're drinking to forget.
Yes.
I'd recommend the egg to people who drink to forget.
I've drank to forget there on more than one occasion. Rex.
Yeah.
Who would you recommend the egg bar to?
Yeah, people who are interested in just getting drunk and not being bothered. According to Brian, I should recommend it to the disabled.
Yes, it does have a very short bar.
Yeah, that's actually very nice. Very nice thing to have. And once again, students.
Yes, it is one of the ultimate student bars. To start off your night in, you don't want to stay in the egg too long, but maybe go there around 7 or 8 o'clock. Get wasted, and then get refused entry to Alibi, have a zinger burger, and carry it round the back.
That sounds like a typical night out for Bront.
Hey, Bront.
Hi, Bront.
All right, Rex, well, that does it for another week. Unfortunately, you're not going to be with us next week.
No.
As you're off doing the indie scene with your family, aren't you, Rex?
Yeah, I'll be...
What cities are you visiting? So any of our fans all across Ireland may come out and see you for a pint or a joust.
Okay, so, well, I'll be from Saturday until, I think, at least Tuesday. Or at least Monday. Well, I don't know. I'll be in Galway, or thereabouts, and then move to Cork for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to Dublin.
Yes.
And then I'll be back in Belfast probably Sunday.
Well, what have I got to plug? I've got the return of Babe Station Neil on Saturday. Anybody in and around Lavery's, come in and say hello to me and the man, Neil Diamante.
Oh, wow. I'm a bit sad that I miss Neil.
Yeah. You'll miss
say
Neil.
Hi to Neil for me.
I'll say hi to Neil. Well, that's it for this week. Next week we're doing a very special without Rex. It's our bonus bars that have closed pubcast, where we talk about all the bars that have closed in the last couple of years or so. I've been Ryan the Kid. He's been
Rex Quando, apparently.
And we've been the Belfast Pubcast. Thank you. Much love. Good night.
Good night. Some kind of art house?
Talk on this shit already. This is going in the end, but...